Yeah, it's great. I think it was an uncertain year for all of us. I think being home now is probably more special than ever, and I think it was definitely the right time to come home.
And did the COVID-19 pandemic, did it play into your decision to actually come home?
Yeah, I think it definitely did. I think for me, being in America the last few years, the lifestyle piece of it was such a big part, you know, and I suppose that was kind of restricted a lot in the last year, and especially with family not being able to get over this summer like they always do. I think it made the year a lot longer. It was always kind of in my head to come home this year, and I think I just needed a change. So COVID-19 definitely played into it a little bit, yeah.
In sort of normal times, were your parents and sort of friends and family, were they able to fly over to see a couple of games a couple of times a year, or did you have much of a connection getting back and forth?
Yeah, so they would come over at least once a year. They'd always get over for 10 days, and it would kind of be a full family occasion. It would be the parents, the little brothers, grandparents, cousins sometimes as well. So that was always really nice, and I did really miss that this year, and it was definitely, it's a lot different, you know, being away for a full year at a time rather than just getting it broke up with that 10 days in the summer. So that was a big change this year as well.
Yeah, so you're still heading west, you're going to Galway now, so it's not quite as far, so people will be able to go drive up and see and that kind of stuff. But you spent the last 2 years playing for Tormenta FC. Just explain to us where Tormenta is and how you ended up there.
Yeah, so Tormenta FC is a club in Statesboro, which is in South Georgia. It's about 2 hours north of Florida, so it was, the heat was something else, to be honest. So yeah, I went out in 2015. I went to Young Harris College on a soccer scholarship. Done my 3.5 years there, and the way the college season works out there, you have 3 months off for the summer. So for the summer, I would stay in America and I would play in the under 23 league out there, which is called the PDL. And I played for Tormenta's under 23s there. And then when I finished college, I signed a 2-year professional deal with Tormenta for the 2019 and 2020 season. So that's how I ended up there.
Your announcement with Tormenta there, I remember seeing it on Twitter. They called you the Rooster. How did you get that nickname?
Yeah, that's a funny one, actually. It was that was actually when I was at Young Harris, and we used to play darts games on the away trips, and nicknames were given out, and my name was Rooster, so it stuck. It's nothing more special than that.
That's all right. I'll pass it on to my Galway colleagues anyway, and they'll make sure to put it into their match reports and that kind of thing. To be fair, your time in Young Harris College, it was a pretty successful time as well. You picked up the NCAA Division II National Player of the Year award. That must have been a pretty special season that you had there.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, to be honest. Because when I went over to Young Harris, I was playing for Waterford in the First Division of the League of Ireland, and I wasn't sure what the level was going to be like over there, and I was really, really surprised. Because a lot of the lads from academies in England take the route in America because of education purposes. So I was playing in a team with, you know, lads from academies like West Ham and Man City and Leicester. So I was really surprised by that, and it probably took me a while to get used to it. So in my last year, yeah, to win the National Player of the Year was probably something I didn't ever think was possible. But yeah, it was just an incredible achievement for me. And we went to Chicago last year to collect the award, me and my parents. So definitely a special memory from my time there.
Absolutely. And then of course you move over to Tormenta, and Tormenta was a club that was only set up in 2015, I think. So, you know, you're coming into almost a brand new environment there. There must have been a real sort of sense of excitement around just the area of Statesboro. I think they hadn't had a pro club for 60 years or something. So was there a great bit of excitement about the club when you first arrived?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, the ownership group there is someone I formed great friendships with, and I ended up making, you know, friends for life with the lads on the team and stuff. It's a real family, community-based club, and, you know, I loved every minute of it there. They're currently building a stadium and stuff, so there's a massive project going on there. Yeah, definitely a sense of excitement, and definitely a club going in the right direction.
Certainly someone to keep an eye on anyway. And of course, you mentioned there that you've played with Waterford as well, so you have that League of Ireland experience. And what's the sort of biggest difference that you can take from playing in America and playing over here in Ireland?
I would have to touch on the athletic side of it. So many athletes over in America, you know, it's almost like, because where I was playing, the heat, it was, you know, it was 32, 33 degrees every day, so the fitness levels required to play in that were unbelievable. So that's what I struggled with when I went over first. You know, I wasn't as athletic, so I wasn't really really fit enough to play full games in that heat. So that's something I've worked on over the last number of years, and it's definitely benefited me because athletically I'm in a lot better place from playing in America for that amount of time.
What sort of game would you say you have? What kind of qualities and skills do you bring to the football pitch?
Well, I'm an attacking player. I'm versatile. I like to play, you know, as a striker. I like to drop in as a number 10. So if I describe myself as a player, it's probably, you know, a second striker that likes to drop in and get on the ball, but also, you know, get in the box and score as many goals as I can.
And you will come over to Galway now with a little bit of a reputation. The USL League One Goal of the Month winner and Goal of the Year winner as well, with a fantastic free kick. You can find that online there. Do you remember actually scoring that goal? And, you know, it was Juninho-esque, I would say.
Yeah, it was. I remember the free kick. It was early in the game. I think it was only 2 or 3 minutes into the game, and I was standing over it, and there was another lad standing over it with me, and we were just going to cross it into the box, and I just said, you know, why not? I'll just hit it early on, and it went into the top corner. So it was kind of, I suppose when it goes in, it's kind of that out-of-body experience, and you don't really remember much after that. But yeah, definitely another really, really special moment for me.
And just to go back to your very early days playing soccer, you would have played with Camp Hyle in the sort of the youth leagues, would you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I played the whole way up until I was 17 or 18 when I moved to Watford.
Perfect, yeah. And you've also had a little bit of experience with the local club here, Wexford Utes, as they were at the time, Wexford FC now. So will you enjoy going back to Ferrycarrig Park when you travel down with Galway?
Yeah, it's always nice to come back to Wexford and play, and hopefully there'll be, you know, fans let into that game, and hopefully my family can get down to that one. Definitely be a shorter travel, that's for sure.
It certainly impressed John Caulfield anyway, who's brought you over, and it must be, you know, really exciting to play with somebody who has that reputation, who, you know, can bring players through. I imagine the ambition for Galway next year is to get promoted.
Yeah, I mean, John Caulfield was a massive reason why I decided to come home and time for Galway. It was, you know, his ambition for the club and his vision of where the club is going to go in the next 2 or 3 years was very much in line with where I want my career to go. So it was a no-brainer, and to work under someone that's, you know, won leagues and won cups with Cork and got them in European qualifiers and stuff, it's really exciting to kind of see where that can go.
We started this conversation by saying that, you know, international travel, you've done it now. Do you think that you would like to play abroad again, or is football at home something that's close to your heart?
Yeah, I think it's definitely not something I'd rule out. Just when we were looking at kind of options this year, when I left Tormenta and became a free agent, it's crazy how stuff pops up in different countries, places like Malta, Gibraltar, stuff like that. So it's definitely, playing football, I suppose, can be used as a form of travel and seeing the world. So I definitely wouldn't rule it out. But, you know, my heart is set on playing League of Ireland football now, and I'm excited for the journey in Galway, and it's too early to say where that will take us. So yeah, definitely excited for the journey at home, but definitely not something I would rule out either end.